From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Today, we bring you the second part of our series looking at the aftermath of the June mass shooting in Liberty City, which left 7 innocent bystanders injured and 2 dead. Miami Commissioner Keon Hardiman represents the 20,000 residents who live in Liberty City. The neighborhood is part of the poorest and most crime-ridden district in the city of Miami. WLRN's Nadej Green reports on Commissioner Hardiman's mission to fix Liberty City.
On the day of the Liberty City mass shooting, Miami Commissioner Keon Hardiman received a text from the city around 3 a.m.
I was terrified. And the first thing I think about is that I'll know someone who was hit. I'll know someone who was involved. I know the families who are crying.
Hardiman is 30 years old. He was born and raised in Liberty City.
I was born in what we call the projects. So you had a household that had close to 20 people living inside of it, and we were all on government assistance, and that was a hard thing to be born into.
He says until Miami is able to tackle poverty in Liberty City, it can't successfully tackle crime. Hardiman recently asked the city commission to add a $2 million anti-poverty trust into the budget. But even if the city does create the trust, it's not yet clear how it would be spent or where.
I need to make sure that I convince the City of Miami Commission that we in District 5 deserve more dollars. So we can no longer look at, okay, we have a $60 million surplus and everyone has their money equally, or the people who live in high rises pay the most taxes so they get the best attention. No, we actually have to put our money where our problems are. And so my job is to help the city come to that point.
Some commissioners think the best strategy is to throw money at a problem.
Commissioner Mark Sarnoff represents District 2, which includes Miami's more affluent communities.
A lot of money has been thrown in Liberty City throughout the years, and has it worked? Because I think most people would say in Liberty City it probably has not worked.
Some of Hardiman's views are not embraced by the entire city commission. Hardiman has called for the federal government to help Liberty City with its gang problem.
To me, this is about domestic terrorism. Anytime you take an AK-47 and an AR-15 and you shoot 10 people, you're really and truly terrorizing the community.
Miami Mayor Tomas Regalado doesn't see the gangs as organized crime and doesn't think Miami needs federal intervention.
This is not the Miami of the 80s where we had the cocaine cowboys, you know, where we needed a federal task force to deal with the people shooting each other with submachine guns.
But pretty close. They're using illegally modified AK-47s. Larry Fulton was in his apartment when he heard gunfire from the mass shooting just one block away.
Something that was released in Baghdad. That's what it sounded like. It's not overseas. It's a war going on right here in Liberty City.
Fulton feels like Liberty City is an afterthought for elected officials.
They need to stop playing politician and start being human.
Mass shootings have become increasingly common nationwide. But only some, says Hardiman, draw national outrage.
Where Timmy and Tommy and Jane and Jacob get shot. But when Peanut, Tyrone, T-Ro, and anyone else get shot in our communities, it's just, it is what happens in the black community. And that, to me, is unacceptable.
Hardiman says he knows that in order to get more resources to Liberty City, he'll need the support of the other commissioners and the mayor.
In other major cities, the mayor and the leadership are teaming up to address these issues. And that just doesn't happen in the city of Miami. And it's because I believe that they don't think it's an issue in their community. It's only in mine.
Commissioners will hash out the details of the proposed anti-poverty trust during their budget discussion in September. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
Tune in tomorrow at this time for the next part of our series on the Liberty City mass shooting and its aftermath. You can find yesterday's story at WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.